Thank you, Mrs. Raku, and allow me to add that you were the interlocutor of our program in the Committee Against Torture when we speak about capacity building activities and needs. So I'd like to thank all the speakers for sharing their insight. And now I'd like to open the floor for questions. My colleagues have been sending me questions that they received through the QR code that you see on the agenda. So please continue submitting them. If you have questions for the panelists, then we'll take note of them if we don't manage to respond to all of them this morning. So I have already a first round of questions. So. One that says, even though CAT has a wide ratification, there are still many states that maintain reservations to the convention or which have not accepted the individual communications procedure. And why should states consider dropping these reservations and accept the individual communications procedure? Another one, what else could the committee, OHCHR, and others do to assist state parties in fulfilling their reporting obligations? Another question, what do you consider are the main areas in which members of civil society most need training with regard to engagement in the reporting process? And how do we better capacitate them to make the most of the role that they play? So I'll stop here first and give back the floor to our distinguished panelists. Maybe I can start from CTI, Gerry Pillay.